Who wants a body massage?
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
I was amazed. You know what else I bought?
What?
Rubbers?
I bought a few episodes of Captain Kangaroo.
Really?
Captain Kangaroo.
What a waste.
God, I can't believe all this stuff
is
out there.
That's great. You know why? Because it was $5.
I can't believe this stuff is out there.
Yeah, just a few episodes of Captain Kangaroo.
And this is all at Tower?
And I bought the whole first season of The Flintstones.
Good Lord, man.
Did you spend like $800?
You know, it was over $200.
Oh, my God.
And everything was on sale.
DVD?
I just couldn't. I'm like, well, I might have. So I can fly a million miles I've got enough DVD.
You know what? I want Grego to be flying on a plane watching Captain Kangaroo. Have like mommy 6 rows back telling the little girl, like, now don't go up there by that pedophile watching Captain Kangaroo.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing? Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Kobe Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Burrito, go. The Hard Line.
3:21 is the time.
The Hard Line.
21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Monday, and away we go.
Another week.
Another
is
week.
Upon us. Can it you believe that August is about over, that it's about to be September?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Where has this year gone?
Man.
Hey, what else was gone? Where has this summer gone? It has not been a hot summer.
Greatest summer in the history of Texas.
I can't remember a better one. Can you, Runs? Just where it's...
Well, I remember 96. We didn't have a real bad August in 96. A lot of people said that was the reason the Rangers won for the first time ever.
Not like this, though, because we didn't have a bad July.
Or
true.
June.
True. We've had nothing. We've had, like...
And I think for most of what we did have that was supposedly pretty rough, we were out of town.
Yeah, we were gone.
In California.
Either on vacation or in California.
It was great.
What a wonderful life.
Yeah.
It's great out there today.
It's perfect. It's almost crisp hot, if that makes sense.
Not humid. We haven't had any real humid weather all year. It's great. It's wonderful.
Boy, we are so close to fall.
Yeah. Do the Cowboys allow their assistant coaches
Frito.
To come on shows like this?
No, I don't know what the deal. I've heard that they didn't, but yet I was watching the news last night and I saw a clip of Mike Zimmer on with somebody, so maybe they do. Why, you want to have somebody on?
Yeah.
George Warhop?
No, I don't want to have him on.
Clancy Pendergrass?
I don't know if he's here anymore.
He's not.
Jim Eddy?
I don't know if he's here anymore.
He's not.
Keep going. Let's have a roll call of former Cowboy assistants.
Ernie Stotner?
Jim Erkenbeck?
Yeah, Jim
Get around
Erkenbeck.
To him.
That's a good one.
Now, they
Tony
just,
Wise?
They just had the Music City Miracle up there. And you know Bruce DeHaven,
mm-hmm.
the Cowboys special teams coach? He was the Bills special teams coach in that thing.
Did that lose his job?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it did.
Really?
Yeah.
You never convinced me that wasn't a forward pass.
It was dicey.
That was the last... The Cowboys were playing Minnesota. in the wild card game because I was getting off the plane. I was that was the last game I ever covered for this station. Thank God.
Maybe you should cover some more this year. Get in the rotation. Didn't you want to go to Seattle this year?
I'm thinking about doing that this year, heading up to Seattle.
I was wanting to cover that.
Why don't we do it?
I believe I will have a little seniority over you around here.
Do you?
I think so.
I think you're right.
Anyway, just think it out loud, produce it out loud here.
We could have him on.
I'd love to have him on, talk to him about that, if he'll talk about it.
Might be like Gene Mock. I knew you were going to say that.
What does Gene Mock do?
Won't talk.
In 1964, the Phillies were up by 6.5 games with 12 to play, and they blew it.
He won't talk about it?
And to this day, he will not talk about it. He was their manager that year. And to this day, he will not talk about that.
That's kind of a crappy attitude.
6.5 with 12 to play.
Yeah.
Which is, that's like impossible to do. They did it. And then the Cardinals went on winning the World Series out there, beat the mighty Yankees.
Yeah, they wound up blowing it.
You know what I forgot about was I was watching the Ranger game yesterday. By the way, the first game in probably 4 years I've watched from the beginning to the end. I had fun. It's good. It's good times for me. They flashed up that trivia question. The Orioles, you know, had a 12 or 13 game losing streak going into yesterday's game. And what was their longest losing streak? I forgot about that.
The 21 gamer?
Yeah.
No, I'd heard them talking about that the night before, but I sure hadn't forgotten about it.
Is that the longest in the history of the league? 21 games?
But wasn't that just to open the year?
And then they had another 15 game losing streak, like right after that, they said.
And they finished the year losing something like 13 or 14 of their last 17 or some such.
They were horrible.
I think the longest is 24. The Phillies of 60, I want to say
Tom.
That.
That's Tom. He should know.
Yeah, he's a Phillies fan.
Yeah, that's Tom. He should know that.
All right, well, anyway, enough producing out loud here.
Sports.
Because we've got big sports.
Boy, do we ever.
To talk about here today. And we're going to get right after it with a little Ranger talk next here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.